The segula of reciting the mizmor of Lamnatzeach Ya'ancha, Kapitel Chaf, during pregnancy prior to retiring to sleep. So some of us may have already heard of this segula, of this custom of saying Kapitel Chaf at night before going to sleep during the 9 months of pregnancy. Others may have not, and we will today delve into the details of this custom, its source, reasons, and details of how it is to be performed. So the connection between this mizmar, Kapitel Chaf in Tehillim, which we say between Ashri and Uvalad Tzion every morning, to giving birth is already found in the Rishonim and in Sifrei Kabbalah. Abu Daram was one of the Rishonim, as recorded in Yesod V'Sheirosh HaAveda, writes that the Kapitel of Chaf of Lamnatzeach Ya'ancha is a segula to be said during a difficult birth, being that this Kapitel contains 9 psukim corresponding to the 9 months of pregnancy. So as likewise recorded in Likutei Maariach in the name of the Medrash Talpiyos. We also find it recorded in greater detail in Sifrei Kabbalah, beginning with the Pri Eitz Chaim and Shara Kriya Shema, Shard Aperik Dalid, and in many other Sifrei Achrenei HaMekubalim, such as Sefer Toldos Yaakov and Maram Gabai, the Siddur Arizal, the Avedis HaKadosh of the Chidah, and there it says that this mizmor is good for arousing mercy on behalf of the woman giving birth, as it has 9 verses corresponding to the 9 months of pregnancy and contains 70 words corresponding to the 70 contractions of a woman giving birth. So one thing is clear, that the recital of Mizmor Chaf during birth is a segula recorded already in the Rishonim and accepted and greater explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah. However, we have yet to find a source that connects this recital to during the months of pregnancy itself, not during birth time. This is seemingly a novelty of the Rebbe. In a number of letters to individuals, printed in Igros Kodesh in Volume 4, page 455 and 492, Volume 5, page 105 and 220, Heichel Menachem, Volume 3, page 190, in 5 different letters, the Rebbe records this custom and instructs the husband to follow suit and recite the mizmor of Lamnatzeach Ya'ancha during the 9 months of pregnancy. Now, while it can be argued that this shouldn't be learned as a directive to the public, that everyone whose wife is pregnant should say this kapitel during the 9 months of pregnancy, as perhaps it was meant for an individual case or a case of a difficult pregnancy, as is implied from the letters there to have been the scenarios in those cases. Nonetheless, the fact is that this custom was recorded in the Kovitz Minhagi Chabad in Yonah Hirayin, which, as per the testimony of the compiler, passed by the Rebbe's desk and was edited by the Rebbe, in which the Rebbe removed certain Minhagim and left this one to remain. Although even so, it's still not clear, as it's possible that it's meant as a directive for those whose wives have difficult pregnancy and not for everyone. Whatever the case, certainly there's no problem with somebody taking upon themselves the recital of this mizmor during the 9 months of pregnancy of his wife as a segula that's rooted in Rishonim and Sifrei Kabbalah, and that's mentioned and extended by the Rebbe to apply throughout the 9 months of pregnancy. Let us now explore the details of this custom. In the letters, the Rebbe writes that at the conclusion of the paragraph, the verse of Ya'ancha is to be repeated a second time. So after you finish saying the whole Kapitel Chaf, you then say again, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yayim tzara esagecha v'shem elekei Yaakov. When is this Kapitel to be said? So the Rebbe instructs for it to be said during Kriyashma Sha'alamita, prior to the blessing of Amapil. The Rebbe likewise writes that when reciting the above paragraph, one should do so with intent that Hashem accept his recital as if it was done with all the proper Kabbalistic intents. The Rebbe likewise writes that it is to be done indiscreet. We don't really understand what this means and why the Rebbe says this, but that is what is written in one of the letters in Volume 5, page 105. The Rebbe also writes that it is to be done bli neder, without taking upon oneself the recital of this mizmor is a vow that he has to do so every night. And therefore, before taking upon oneself this custom, he is to explicitly say, or at least intend in his mind, to do so bli neder. Regarding who should say it, so in all the letters of the Rebbe, it's in reference specifically to the husband, instructing the husband to say this mizmor. And although not necessarily does it exclude the wife, but at least the instructions were never given to the wife to say it. If a wife chooses to say it, seemingly there's no harm in doing so. Although, once again, the official recorded custom is specifically in reference to the husband. So to summarize, there is a very old segula of reciting the Mizmor of Lam Natzeach Ya'ancha during birth, as it helps with an easy birth, and the Rebbe extended this minhag to reciting it also during pregnancy. The husband says it prior to going to sleep, before the blessing of Hamapil, in a discreet way, having in mind that Hashem accepted as if he did so with all the kavanas, having in mind that he's doing so bli neder, and at the end of saying the paragraph, he repeats the verse of Ya'ancha a second time.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.